All right, this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We're speaking with the Mercer County School District's new Deputy Superintendent, Stacy Day, who, of course, has spent time in the district as both a teacher and then high school principal for a while as well. Congratulations on the new job. She comes from being the West Central School District Superintendent. So first, I guess, simply just what made you want to take this new position on at Mercer County?
Hey, thanks, Ty. You know, you're right. I mean, I started 19 years of my career here at Mercer County. This place has got a special place in my heart. You know, when an opportunity came up this time, it just felt different. Felt like maybe it was the right time. You know, we've got some really great people here, some really great kids and great things going on. And so I'm really hoping that I can come back and really kind of keep that ball moving forward and get us back where we're highlighting all the really good things.
Can you explain kind of what this role looks like? It's a new role that they created. Of course, there's currently, you know, a superintendent that's on administrative leave right now. There are, you know, there's an interim superintendent that's being paid as well. So it sounds like July 1st is the start date for you, and you'll basically take the place of the interim superintendent. So what does this deputy superintendent role kind of look like and entail?
Sure. I think you explained it really well. So right now, Mercer County is using interim superintendents as they work through the legal process. On the other stuff that is going on. And so a deputy superintendent is similar to that, but it allows someone to come in and be kind of an interim, kind of an acting superintendent. And then as that process finishes out, then is able to transition into being superintendent. All school districts have to have a superintendent. You need somebody on site, you know, that can run the day-to-day stuff. And so the board really felt like this was an opportunity to you know, really bring me in that can provide maybe some longer term focus and be able to move the district forward more than an interim can, since they're only, you know, they're limited days and they can't go on kind of unending.
So it's a 4-year contract that you told me. So sounds like you're, you know, committed to working in the Mercer County School District then.
I am, very much so. It, you know, it was hard to leave when I left and went to West Central. And I'm not going to lie, it's really hard to leave West Central too. There are some great people down there. And so I'm glad I had that opportunity. I've met some great people. We've done some great things. And so it is a little bittersweet. It's nice to have the opportunity to come back. But it is hard to leave at the same time.
Joy, the last thing I have for you, I know the past, you know, year, 16, 18 months have been kind of challenging for the Mercer County School District. So as you, you know, take over, there's kind of some uncertain times, it feels like, at least, you know, people outside of the district. So just your message to people, you know, in the district, in the community, as you take over this new role.
Sure. You know, I think you're right. There's some uncertainty, not only in Mercer County, but everywhere. You know, I'm a big believer that every district kind of goes through their moments. It's an up and down kind of process. I'm really hoping that, you know, we're able to come back together as a district, focus on what's really important, which is our kids, being able to provide them the opportunities that I know we had, you know, back when I was here, Ty, when you were a student in my classroom. You know, we've got some history on that end too. And so to be able to just get back to where our focus needs to be, which is on what's best for our kids.
That's geometry in high school, all right. Congratulations, Stacy Day. Welcome back.
All right. Thank you so much, Ty.